Good morning, family. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. I'm going to talk to you this morning just basically speaking from my heart. The Lord has just really been pushing on me to, you know, to kind of speak from my heart, nothing that's scripted, nothing that's just a heartfelt talk. I want to give just a few words of encouragement, but I'm also want to just talk to you this morning from my heart. Today, I just want to talk to you about, and this is just me, I'm just going to keep it real with you this morning, if you allow me to kind of, again, just speak from my heart. And the topic or the title, if you want to call it that, I want to talk with you about is just simply saying, I'm tired. I'm tired of, this is me speaking personally, but I'm not the only one. I know there's other individuals out there, other body of Christ, other people, men, women, children, young people. There's probably who's in the midst of all this that we're going through is probably thinking or saying the same thing. Some of us are afraid to say it because of the backlash that we feel that we would get. Some of us are probably ashamed to say it because we are, especially if we're in a position of a spiritual leadership, we don't want to seem like we're weak or it's something in that form. But I'm going to tell you right now, I am a pastor and I'm tired. I'm tired of all the misinformation that we get. I'm tired when I turn on and I, you know, unfortunately I can't just totally ignore. I don't watch it as much as most people do, but I'm tired that every time I turn on the news and or I look on my Facebook or I look on my social media pages, all I hear is doom, gloom, and there's no more room for anything else. I'm tired of hearing that people are going or combating each other because one feel this way, one group of people feel this way, one group of people feel this way, and those of us in faith continue to trust God. So I mean, it's just, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired when we talk about faith, and I'm tired of the misconception of or the conception or however you want to term it of when to wear a mask, how to wear a mask, when not to wear a mask. Mask is going to do this. So I'm tired of hearing that people are telling us to put all of our hope, all of our faith in a government or in people who never cared about you in the first place. Otherwise, this wouldn't been as bad as it is now. I'm just speaking from my heart right now. I'm tired. I'm tired that I'm hearing people saying, well, you know, you'll wear a mask if you lose a loved one and if it hits your home. Let me tell you something, people, or anybody on the sound of my voice. I've already experienced loss. I've lost a daughter 2008 to suicide. My wife and I lost a grandson to gunfire. Other people that I know lost people to gunfire. We got children dealing with cancer right now. We have children still dying in St. Jude's of different cancers. We have children still dying on the street who have parents, aunts, uncles. So don't try to tell us and make us feel bad about when it hits home. God forbid, nobody wants to lose a loved one. But we're talking about, instead of us trying to come together to encourage each other, we're fighting each other because of what we're being told. I'm tired of hearing people putting all their hope in a piece in mass, and the government don't even know what to do with it. Whatever happened, and now this is for the body of Christ, this is for kingdom-minded people. Whatever happened to faith? Whatever happened to trust in the Lord? Whatever happened to the things, and especially for those of us who hold a office in the church? Whatever happened to say, I know that God is in control? Whatever happened to say, my Lord I know that you are the author and the finisher, or the author, finisher, the first and the last of my faith. Whatever happens, said, Lord, I know all things. I can do all things to you, to those who love you. Whatever happened to say, Lord, your word is the firm foundation that we stand on. Whatever happened to say, God, I trust you no matter what I go through. Whatever happened that when things come and we don't know what to do, we turn to the word of God and we read the word of God and we say, Lord, show me what I need to do during this time. Whatever happened to being that light on the hill, a light that cannot be extinguished under the bush or be put out. Whatever happened, I'm tired. People of God, those in positions and office in the church, what happened? What happened to telling somebody I know that lost a loved one, said, look, I know and I feel for you. Let me pray with you. But God is going to get you through this. God will help you to make it through this. It won't go away. It's not an easy time in life. But instead, we criticize other people. We blame other people for not wearing a mask. Come on, people. Come on. Don't put your faith and what the government tells you in a piece of cloth. These are safety measures that the government supposedly have put in place to protect us from each other. Come on now. It's amazing that we have a leadership, a president that don't even wear one, that's talking about opening up, doing things, and that held a rally with over 7,000 people. None of them had a mask on. Here's the other thing. And I'm going a little long. I usually try to keep this, but I'm tired. And I have to get this out of my system. I'm just tired that we got health doctors, different doctors telling us this. Nobody's on the same page. None of the mainstream media, none of these various doctors come to one accord and say, look, yeah, do this, do this, do this. This many people have died with underlying conditions. These people would have this. This many people have survived. This many people have contracted COVID-19. But here's the wonderful outlook on this. We're working on a virus. We're working on a vaccine. We're working on something that's going to get us through this. So if you'll just continue to follow all on one voice, one accord, if you just continue to keep in place the safety measures that we're hoping that will keep you safe, because we care about you people. The people of God, the people of the cities and the localities and things like that. But we don't hear that. The first thing you turn on the news, you hear death, COVID, the upticks, all this, and how many people dying and how many people going and people shut in, people losing their mind. I'm tired. I'm not going to apologize for the rant that I just did, because I'm tired. I'm speaking from my heart. I'm going to close with this. My faith, and as I said on Sunday in one of my sermon, I said, maybe I believe the Bible too much. Maybe I just trust the Lord just with all my soul and all my being. Maybe I believe that the Lord said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Maybe I believe that the Lord said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Maybe I just believe that God can heal me no matter what. Maybe I believe that should he decide that my mission is done here on earth, and it's that when I leave here, I won't be, that my body will return to dust, the spirit will return to him, which was given from him, and will be accounted, judged by the souls and the decisions that we make while we're in this gift called life. Maybe I just believe what Genesis said to Revelation. Maybe I believe that God, who so loved us that he gave his son so that we might have life eternal. Maybe I just believe in the 66 books, rather than breaking news. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. People, let's encourage one another. Let's quit fighting each other. Look, churches, pastors, and people of God, let's come in one accord. Let's encourage. Let's be a light. Let's give hope. Put on your face, instead of going at each other on your Facebook pages, put some encouraging words on it. Let people know, hey, we are in this together. We will make it through this together. Somebody lose a loved one, reach out to them. Tell them, hey, you know, we're praying for you. We're sorry for your loss. But don't criticize and say, oh, it's because some other group of people didn't wear a mask. Let's use common sense. I'm tired, but I'm not tired enough to give up on my Lord Jesus Christ. And I want him to know that he did not die in vain. God bless you. God keep you. I hope that you take and listen to my entire podcast today. I promise you won't be longer than this next time. God bless you. God keep you. I'm praying for you. Do what you need to do. Follow the standards to keep you safe. But don't let faith, don't replace what you hear for faith. God bless you.